We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
Welcome back to another Tiger Style podcast brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region, 4 out of 5 years in a row by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Bo Bayman, Coach Smith, and special guest Brock Mahler. Welcome in, guys.
You're special.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just normal.
We're the average Joes. He's special.
They've been in a couple times, yeah. So we had a special guest appearance from 49-pounder Brock Mahler. So, awesome. Good to see you guys.
Yep.
So, lot to cover. Want to get to visit with Brock a little bit too towards the end, but let's dive in, Bo.
Yeah. How about the pretty good trip out west? You know, you said it was going to be a business trip. It'd be two quick duels, but you guys did what you needed to do against Air Force in Wyoming.
We did. I mean, there were a couple losses in there for individuals, but overall, I thought, especially at Air Force, we wrestled real well, aggressive, getting turns, getting some bonus point wins. And then Wyoming, I think maybe the altitude hit us a little bit more because it's further up, and I don't know what it is, but we didn't wrestle with the same kind of energy that day. Now, it was two straight days wrestling, and they say with altitude and all that, you're supposed to be hydrated. It's hard to when you have to get on the scale both days. So
yeah.
There were some things that I will look at as a coach and maybe change a couple of years from now if we have to do that again. But overall, pleased. You know, our guys fought through the adversity and got the wins. And, I mean, even in Jarrett's match with the kid that's a top 10 kid, he found a way to win it. He scored a lot of points early and unfortunately had to hang on at the end because he was a little tired. But he got the win. And that's what's important, getting in there and getting the win and getting out.
Let's talk about Brock. You went 2-0 with two good wins. And how did you feel the weekend went for yourself?
I think I had a really good first match at Air Force. And then, kind of like Smith said, that altitude a little bit kind of hit us. I think we're really prepared for those two-day weigh-ins, but we were kind of sitting around all day waiting for that night duel. And you kind of, I mean, we're in shape, so once we, you know, restart, we don't really feel it much, but by the time that third period rolls around, you kind of feel yourself getting a little heavy because that oxygen isn't going through your body as well.
It's hard to do, let alone, you know, 2 and 2 days with 2 weigh-ins, yeah. But then you do throw that altitude in. That is something, especially if you go deep in the match.
Yeah, we didn't.
Or both matches.
And we wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah,
of
right.
Of course, Wyoming had signs everywhere. You're at 72.20 or whatever, and how's your oxygen on the mat, on the walls, everywhere. So it was. They definitely play with your head. They try to play with your head.
We'd be walking around the gym, and Smith would just look and point out where those little signs were, and he's like, we don't talk about that. Yeah. But.
So I guess the good news is then you got through them, and yeah. Now you have kind of a quirk in the schedule, but you have a little break now where the guys have gone back to class, but you guys have been in the room, and you don't go until next month. I know that's next week, but it's been a couple of weeks where they get a little bit of a break heading into the, you know, the meat part of the schedule.
Yeah, I don't think you think of it as a break. It's just how we get to train.
Yeah.
And that's the focus of the team. We're working on mental things. We're working on – we haven't really been able to be in the weight room. We've missed a lot of weightlifting because you had Christmas break, then we come back and we had the scuffle, then we came back and we had a match right after that with Northern Iowa, so we were getting maybe one lift in a week, and now for the last week and this week we'll get 6 lifts in, and the lifts aren't heavy, but the lifting that we're doing, and I know because I'm doing it with the guys, it's a lot of functional movement things that are really going to help the guys, building strength back up and getting back into the maybe the early season strength, getting it back at this time. But we're also doing a lot of drilling and sparring, which we did yesterday for about an hour and 15 minutes of important situations that we'll get in these final duels, and then especially at the conference and the national tournament, situations that maybe you don't always practice it a lot, but we need to practice it. When a guy drops down to an ankle, or you know, edge drills, things like that, that we can focus in and really spar and guys fighting in those positions and getting used to it. And so when they get to that, and it's an important point, if it's the semis of the Big 12s and
yeah.
Brock's on the edge, he's been doing it in practice. And that's we have time to do that now. We're not worrying about, boy, we got to travel in 2 days. We got to get their weight down.
Right.
Let's get this practice, keep them healthy, and move on. Now we have the time. And the attitude I saw from the practice room just the last week and the beginning of this week is just they're excited to be in the room. They want to learn. They're enjoying practices. So that's a good thing for this time of the year. So
you almost see that the bodies are refreshed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really been nice. I got to ask Brock a little bit about training, you know, with what was his favorites and maybe not so favorites. And he said the shuttles are they're for real. The Hearns Burns, what they call it. So.
Yeah, shuttles are not fun, but they're the only thing without wrestling that, you know, it's a 3-period shuttle run we do, and they're hard, and they're not fun, but they do get you tired like a match, so it's something we can do that isn't, per se, a physical combat. You're running against yourself, but they keep their times, and they keep their journals, and they write their times every week, and so, and we have them tomorrow, so Brock's looking forward to it.
I just reminded him.
It's those changing directions, man.
Yeah.
They get you.
Is this the time of year, and we sort of know this, this is when everybody's got bumps and bruises, but for the most part, your team, knock on wood, is pretty healthy, right?
We haven't had I don't know if we've even had the complete lineup in yet.
But yeah, right.
We're looking forward to that. We're, you know, going down to Oklahoma, we're planning on having the complete lineup in and going down there for both duels. We're burning the ship, so we're only bringing 10, so nobody's allowed to get hurt, and the rest of them will be wrestling at Missouri Valley and getting their, we call it their red shirt or whatever, national tournament, so they're training for that now, too, so there's a lot of energy in the room knowing what's coming up, too. We're a week and a half away, but we have the Oklahoma, which to go down to Oklahoma and winning both duels is not an easy thing to do. It doesn't have, I think it's only happened a couple times in my career that you go down there and win both duels. It's a tough place to wrestle them, both of them. They'll have big crowds, and their energy will be up for us, yeah, too. I already, when I was watching the broadcast and scouting, they're already talking about those duels, so that, you know, the duel with us. So it'll be fun.
I think it's worth mentioning, too. You mentioned the injuries and kind of like the mental mindset side, yeah, of things, and that was the Monday talk. Coach Smith was talking, you know, reading some of Lou Gehrig's book or stories about him and all the things that he played through, and the injuries and the illnesses, and
yeah, really mentally strong person, yeah, on what he had. Yeah, when they looked at his body after he finished playing baseball, he had 17 fractures in his hands that he played through, because he played for 2,100 something straight games, the Iron Horse, and just. But his mentality was what got him through that. You know, he was just, I'm going to play. He get hit in the head the day before by a pitch. He wanted to get back in the batter's box to know that he wouldn't flinch at it, and he could sit there and take the pitch. And so it was an interesting talk that we had, because we're at that point in the season now that when you have a slight injury, you're going to have to find a way to wrestle through it to get through the conference championship. Or, you know, for instance, Keegan last year spraining his ankle in the second round. We didn't talk about it, didn't react about it, just taped it up, and he went and found a way to wrestle with a taped up ankle and didn't and won a national title. That's got to be the mindset now.
As a coach, do you, like, look at it now? We're going to get into February. You got the two Oklahoma duels. You got Iowa State still at home in your last home one. Then it's pretty much, you know, then you're thinking about the conference tournament. Then, I mean, this is, when you turn the calendar to February, it's kind of go time, right?
It always is.
Yeah.
But you can see the light.
Yeah.
I think for the athletes, it's that time where, all right, this is important duels now going down to Oklahoma. We still, and we talk about, you know, winning the Big 12 as a duel, even though they don't crown it. We want to be the best. We lost at 18-17 to Iowa State last year. You know, our only loss that we had at the end there, that cost us. So we want to still accomplish that. And then once we get through the duels, it's, we still want to accomplish winning the Big 12 again and then going to nationals and getting on the stage as a team. So when you have purpose to your season, that's our purpose, is that everything still in front of us. We haven't, you know, we have a couple losses and duels, but every goal for the end year stretch is still there, so the motivation is high in the room.
Let's talk to you. How are you feeling? Refreshed?
Yeah, I think it's you kind of change your perspective a little bit. You know, like last week Smith said, you know, get 10 ropes, and so just getting to do that. I usually probably would never do 10 ropes up to a match, but you know, just kind of putting yourself in that mindset of kind of pushing your body a little bit, because you know you don't really have to compete that weekend, and it's big, I think, in the meat of the season to be able to do that.
Are you also mentally gearing up for this stretch coming up?
100%. I think also, like, being able to work through those positions, you know, finishing on the edge and that sort of stuff is usually we miss sometimes, like working up into those the duels for the weekends and stuff, because we're so honed in on that match or whatever, that, you know, Smith is trying to make sure that our bodies are good while still, you know, kind of getting our weight in the right spot. And so just getting these couple weeks to really drill and work through these positions, I think, is going to help us in the end of the season.
It's been really exciting to watch you compete. You know, started off and talking with Dom and Kendrick and Ty and some of the, man, this dude's going to turn it on. And,
yeah,
and you know, even Dom just last week was talking about February. Brock Mahler is just, he's a different animal. So
yeah,
you go out in Air Force, you knock out a major decision, you get a tilt, something that you've been working on. I'm super excited to watch you continue to – you've been there before. You've done it. You've been on the podium, and I know that you're reaching for higher levels. So
yeah,
definitely want to wish you the best going forward. And we go down to Oklahoma, I'm sure you're wanting to put on a show there too.
For sure. For sure. They always bring a crowd, so, you know, put on a show.
So before we move too far forward, I want to go back to the Dinker Open, which was just after the Air Force Wyoming duel. We had six freshmen place in the top three, which has kind of been a common theme of the season. We've got some young, tough freshmen.
Yeah, it's a talented class, and the good thing too is they're getting a lot of competitions this year. We built it into our schedule with some of them wrestling at the Tiger Style Invite, the Cougar Clash, and Lindenwood, and now this, you know, they went to the Denker, so, and they'll have Mo Valley too, so a lot of them are getting five, six competitions. Some of them we've thrown into duels this year, where in the past, when you, like, when Brock redshirted last year, he couldn't wrestle in too many things, and he couldn't wrestle in a duel for sure. Right. That they're getting the experience. It was a class of 13 kids, so.
You've really seemed to take advantage of that, the 5 dates, which has been huge, and, you know, being able to put them into the, even some duels too.
And you got to remind me, you know, you keep your chart of who's wrestled how many, because I would forget and lose a redshirt year, so it's important.
No, for
but
sure.
We've maxed out about six or seven of them. I've gotten 5 dates already, so that's important. Just, I think you can practice, you know, you can get in a practice room and practice and practice and practice, but till you get out on the mat and compete, you really, you know, when that happens, you're going to find out where you are through wins and losses and what you need to work on. And that's what these kids are. They've built up this database for us now that will work with them once the season ends. We'll get in the room in the spring and know what we need to work on most as a team and individually.
I think, Brock, you can probably speak to it. You know, putting on an open singlet versus that Mizzou Tiger singlet, there's just a different feeling about it. And the way, like, that season of training, it just seems different. The redshirt year, and now that you're able to put the Mizzou singlet on for 5 dates or so, that's huge.
Yeah, I think, you know, putting on the Mizzou singlet, you kind of have a different purpose, you know, than an open singlet. You're just kind of there to get matches and see where you're at, but when you're putting on the Mizzou singlet, you're there to win national titles, be an All-American, you know, work towards that. So it's just a greater purpose.
Well, they've certainly done a great job. Again, the freshmen, we had three freshmen in the finals. So Zeke Seltzer, 133, who's continued to stand out.
Yeah, he's had a great season, so it's good.
Easton Hilton at 149, and then at 84 we had a couple more in the finals who forfeited, but you know they split that. Which
Whiting did a good job. He's been consistent all year, but Easton Hilton had kind of like a breakout. That was one
that 49 bracket.
It was a tough weight, and there was even more, like, his teammate that was like a higher nationally ranked kid
right
at the weight, and a lot of really good wrestlers from Oklahoma State and even our team, and he came out on top, and that was big for him because he commits really hard in the practice room and works out, you know, has been working to improve, and then to go out in the tournament and get the win. So
he gets to scrap with Brock Mahler. Although some days that's rough.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, looking forward, we've talked about the Oklahoma and Oklahoma State duels. February 3rd at 7 o'clock is Oklahoma at their place, and then we have a day in between. Coach Smith is going to stay busy during that weekend. He's got a wedding to attend, and then
it's crazy.
Jet back on Sunday. So
things we do for family. Yeah. If I didn't do it, I think all the females on the Smith side would disown me. So
yeah, got to do what you got to do.
But we'll see. I'll check the weather. I have flights. I will zip in and out for a wedding and get back, not miss any of the team stuff, but... So hopefully it all works out.
It's a heck of a weekend,
It's a busy weekend. And then Oklahoma State on Sunday, February 5th at 2 p.m., so early afternoon. In between that, we've got the Missouri Valley Open, so our young guys and some of the others will be able to get some more matches in. February 4th is Saturday.
Yes.
And then following that, our last home duel, senior night against Iowa State. So another big one, like you guys said, could come down to that for that Big 12.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
I hope it does. It's exciting. Plus, it's our last home duel, and it's always when you look at the matchups with Iowa State, I mean, I've looked at that in the beginning of the year, and I'm like, oh, wow, Keegan and Carr, that'll be a great match.
Yeah.
Two national champs going at it, and even at 97, it'll be like 1 and 2 in the country, that you'll have so many unbelievable matchups that they're ranked at almost every weight, and we're ranked at almost every weight. So it'll be important for seeding for the Big Big 12s too, and seeding, you know, with two of the I think two of the top teams in the Big 12, that seeding's important. Those wins will be important to where you are in the bracket and getting your team points at the 12s in Tulsa. So besides the fact that we'll have three seniors that are yep. starting and been starting for a long time with, you know, Connor Brown and Jarrett, and who am I forgetting?
Alan Hart.
Those yeah. three are have done amazing stuff for the program that, you know, our fans need to come out and see that. Yep. That's besides the great duel, two top 10 teams, three seniors that'll be going in their last time in the Hearns. That's important that we give them a good send-off.
We're really hoping to pack the Hearns. We've got two Tigers with Style groups that night, Simmons Bank and Columbia Orthopedics. So looking forward to welcoming them. And then for all youth and high school and clubs within the area, $2 tickets for anybody that wants to come out to the duel. It's going to be, again, the last one of the year. Don't want to miss it, but it's going to be a great duel. Really excited for that. And then postseason conference yep. and nationals. Kind
of
crazy.
And again, the last home duel is the 15th.
Yes.
The night yeah. after Valentine's. You did that very nicely. Denise was happy with you. She told me.
I've messed that up many a time, so. There's no holidays in Coach Smith. The best holiday is in March. It's called the NCAA.
Yeah, that's right.
Go wrestle, and then I can relax for a day.
Well, Brock, I want to turn it over to you. Before we do, I want to thank our sponsors, Raceline. This podcast is brought to you by Raceline with over 30 years of turnkey project execution. Raceline is an industry leader in engineering, manufacturing, and installation of modular process systems. So, Raceline, thank you. Brock, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you got to have at least one good story or favorite story of Coach Smith so far Uh-oh. Throughout your time.
I don't know about this.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
There's always something that comes to mind, or a saying that, you know. I know that a couple of the guys have started to collect what Coach Smith says sometimes. Maybe that's too much. I shouldn't have shared that.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know if I you really put me on the spot. I don't know if I have any stories right now.
Well, maybe a favorite memory then, something that really stands out throughout your time.
I'd say my freshman year, you know, All-American, and then just kind of walking up to him, and he was excited, but, like, that's what he expected out of me, you know? So it was just kind of one of those moments, just being in the tunnel there.
Because that was cool. You were redshirting the beginning of your redshirt year, and Grant Leith got hurt in December, so it wasn't until late December that he was pulled out of redshirt and then goes on and all. Was an All-American. Did you win the conference?
Yeah.
Won the conference and goes on an All-American, so. Yeah.
Do you remember that? The time in the tunnel together? And
I mean, he was
I was not
coaching.
In the – I was okay. not. All I saw, somebody else was wrestling, and I'm walking over, so all I saw was he crunched some dude and pinned him.
Northern
Iowa. Sounds about
and
right.
I'm like, man, that was great. He's like, no, it really wasn't. I was getting hit for stall.
All I saw was the pin. Yeah, if I didn't turn him there or score, I was probably going to get hit, so I just –
And he did. Yeah. Well, I saw the pin, and I'm like, man, you beat that dude up. Not really.
Not many times are you about to be hit for stalling and then pin somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. How do you think this season's gone for you individually?
Pretty good.
Are you happy with it?
No.
You're never happy, are you?
No, well, you know, I got to hit the conference and the national tournament, and then, you know, however it shakes out, then I'll be happy. So,
and then will you wear the cowboy hat again? Or
yeah, for sure. Okay. I'll be bringing a felt hat down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Smith, what stands out about Brock? In his training and the way he lives his life, you know, what stands out?
Just how when he first came in, it was, you know, he's just really quiet. So you're not going to hear a lot out of Brock in a practice room, but he loves to train and spar and get in positions and learn new positions, and he's actually really high level with that. That I'll see things that he does in the practice room, and sometimes I'll shake my head and be like, "Holy cow, what the hell is he doing?" But he's taking moves to a different level, and he gets in positions that people say, what the heck did he do? But he knows what he's doing from the way he practices, and that's a special trait to have in kids, you know, that they have that openness to learning, and he's always had that. But there are times he never liked the weight room and the running and all that, but now he understands that it's the, you know, it's a, such an important thing that he can get better a little bit if it's a 1% here and a 1% there, and improving to win that national title, he's got to do those things, and he's doing it, and he's the quiet leader on the team. People look to him because he is so successful. He's only lost a few matches in his career, and those are all, you know, wars that he's lost that I think the team look, I know the team looks to him and watches what he does. And so with this freshman class, having a guy that technically is still only a junior, you know, it's important to have guys like that, because they can't all be vocal leaders, because we have that too, but Brock is a leader in his own way.
I think they all watch Brock too. I think you can lead by example. You do, sometimes you don't have to have the words, and when you do the right things, and when you show up every time and say, "Okay, this is how it's done," and you get off the mat and you're, they're holding your hand up. That's a good way to lead.
Yeah, I don't know about him leading in the shuttle run.
He said it's the change of direction that gets
us. Yeah, change of direction. You know,
the sprint, he's okay, but once you change direction, so no, Brock, we want to thank you, man, spending some time with us. You're just a rock for the team. You know, you're solid, you're consistent, and we appreciate you. Definitely wish you the best of luck. Cool. Coach Smith, thank you for spending some time with us. Bo, anything else
Keep
to add?
Keep getting those bonus points.
Yes. Yeah.
Bonus points.
Yeah. Going to need them, the stretch run.
Well, another good week of training for the Tigers, and then heading down to Oklahoma next Thursday. So, Bo, Coach Smith, Brock, thank you guys. This podcast is brought to you by Socket Fiber, the fastest, most reliable internet. And as always, Tiger style, stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.